just one more minute, and then we'll make sure everybody has a chance to get back to their desk, and then we'll get started, okay? All right, Jay, Angela, we ready? Thumbs up. Okay. All right, let's go ahead and call the April 8th, 2026 DHO meeting back to order. The time is 10:46 a.m. Thank you for accommodating to all our participants, accommodating that brief recess. We are now on item number 8, which is PR 2021-005816. Major plat application 2026-00005. Tierra West, agents for Pierre Amestoy, request the aforementioned action for all or a portion of lot track 2A, Cottonwood Crossing Phase 2. Subject property zoned MXT, MXL. It's located at 10088 Coors Boulevard Northwest between 7 Bar Loop and Coors Northwest. And it contains approximately 3.14 acres in area. Is a member of the applicant team with us this morning?
Yes, Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Sergio with Tierra West.
Sergio, good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, doing well. How are you?
Doing good. Let me swear you in, and then if you'll give us your name and address for the record, and then I'll give you an opportunity to explain the proposal, okay? You
Sure.
swear affirm the testimony you provide in this matter will be the truth.
I do.
Thank you so much. Name and address, please.
Sergio Lozoya with Tierra West, address 5571 Midway Park Place, Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87109.
Thank you, sir. And this is a request for an extension of a preliminary plat. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Tell me about the details, please.
Right. So this is an extension for a prior approved plat. I believe this plat was approved in 2025, in May of 2025. So we're getting close here to the year. It's the date is actually May 21st, 2025. In the since the preliminary plat was approved, the project was put on a brief hold while the owner worked on some other projects, so now it's been revised again as of late last year and early this year. And so we're kicking back up the revisions to the preliminary plat, some of which involve getting a infrastructure list and getting the infrastructure figured out. And so we've submitted the initial applications to the DRC, and we've gone through, I believe, one set of revisions, and we're waiting on the second set of revisions. And as May approached, I thought it would be in our best interest and everyone's best interest if we just went ahead and applied for the extension. There's a chance that we get done before May 21st, but I didn't, having had preliminary plats expire on us before, I didn't want that to happen to this one. So I thought it would just be a simple ask to just go ahead and get this one extended. There isn't any major changes. We intend to fully meet the previous terms and conditions of approval on the preliminary plat. It's just so we can go ahead and get through finalizing and addressing said conditions. And that's the gist of it.
Okay, very good. Understood. Let me check and see if we have any members of the public, then we'll hear from DFT and then I'll come back to you. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
All right. We are currently on item number 8, PR 2021-005816. And I'm now asking at this time for any members of the public that wish to provide testimony, let us know of your intention to do so, and we'll give you an opportunity to comment. If you'd use the raise your hand feature, or otherwise, just state you'd like to testify. I'm scrolling through the participant list and I'm not seeing anybody. So, last call for any members of the public wishing to provide testimony on item number 8. All right, let's move on to our DFT members. Mr. Gutierrez, let's start with Water Authority. Sir, do you swear affirm the testimony you provide in this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you so much. What are Water Authority comments, please?
Water Authority has no objection. Thank you.
All right. As noted earlier in the hearing, The Code Enforcement Division did not provide comments for this request. We'll now move on to Parks and Rec. Mr. Ibarra, let me swear you in for that, please, sir. Swear affirm the testimony provided in this matter will be the truth.
I do.
Thank you so much. What are Parks comments, please, sir?
Parks and Recreation has no objection to the extension request. Thank you.
All right, very good. Hydrology will be next. Mr. Chen, do you swear affirm the testimony provided on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. What are hydrology comments, please?
Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Armijo, transportation's next. Do you swear affirm, sir, the testimony provided on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. What are transportation comments?
Transportation has no objection.
Okay. And Mr. Webb, are you our...
Sir.
Good morning. You'll do our planning comments, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. Very good. You swear affirm the testimony provided in this matter will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead, sir.
We just had some confirmation items. The applicant team already confirmed that there's no changes to the previous approval on the preliminary plat. And we wanted to confirm that the standard one-year extension length is what's needed for this request. Is that correct, sir, dear?
Yes, thank you, Robert, for your question. Yes, that is correct. The 1 year should be fine. We're working through those items. I just thought it would be cutting it close to May and figured it would be a good idea just to go ahead and ask for the 1 year.
Oh, no problem at all. Let's see here. Let me just go through the findings really quick. So we did not have any conditions or objections for that. This is a request to extend the preliminary plat approved by the development hearing officer. Originally approved in May of 2025. The original request and approval were for preliminary plat, several vacations of easement, subdividing two existing tracks, lot 2A and 2B, Cottonwood Crossing Phase 2 into 18 lots. The subject property is located at 10080 and 10088 Coors Boulevard, controlled by the Cottonwood Crossing site plan to subdivide one tract and a total of 4.25 acres in size into one tract and 19 lots, grant easements as depicted on the plat, zoned MXL within CPO, let's see, there's CPO2 and VPO1, and within the major transit corridor. The preliminary plat was originally approved with the following conditions. Water Authority relocate the general easement note from Water Authority to cover sheet, update the corridor to include the easement for public water, public sanitary sewer, revise the infrastructure list such that is agreeable with Water Authority, transportations on all private pavement, curb, gutter, sidewalks must be added to the infrastructure list. The applicant provided an adequate justification and explanation for the need for the extension. The owners fulfilled most of the findings from the preliminary plat. Outstanding items are in process and need additional time to make necessary changes to meet the conditions of approval and facilitate development and infrastructure on the subject site. Per table 643 of the IDO, a final plat submittal must be received within 1 year after the approval of preliminary plat. The application has submitted their request for the extension timely before the original, approval of preliminary plat. Per 64W4B of the IDO, the application provided adequate justification and explanation for the need of the extension, and planning has no objection to extend the period of validity for this preliminary plat. Should the DHO approve the extension, the preliminary plat shall be valid through up until April 8th of 2027. And that is all we had.
Mr. Webb, thank you. Mr. Lozoy, any questions about the proposed findings that Mr. Webb just went over?
Sure, I have a couple clarifying questions. So the first one is just to confirm that the vacations are approved. I'm sorry, that the vacations are also, the approval of the vacations are also extended along with the preliminary plat. Is that the case?
Yes, I believe so, that it extends the entire approval. But Jay, do you have any more to add on that?
Mr. Robeck, thank you, sir. Appreciate your willingness to provide testimony. Let me swear you in first. Do you swear affirm the testimony provided on this matter will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thanks, Jay. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. This is Jay Rodenbeck. Yeah, Sergio, so the easements, they would expire with the plat. So if the plat gets extended, the easements get extended because they're associated with the plat. So you're fine.
Okay, I just wanted to confirm that. And then just a minor one. I don't know that it's a big issue, but if it's an extension for 1 year, would it not extend to a year from the expiration date, or I guess just to clarify, it's a year from today.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. So, Sergio, the way we've looked at this in the past is it would be based upon the extension from the date of approval. Because you're extending, I mean, the development hearing officer is extending a given a 1 year extension, which is the max we can do for a preliminary plat, because that's how long they're effective for. But it would be based upon the date of approval according to the way we interpret the IDO's provisions regarding extensions. So from today.
Okay, so I'm sorry. So from today, it's a year from today.
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
And not to muddy, gentlemen, not to muddy the waters, but is there any utility? I want to make sure, Mr. Lozoya, I think he's worried about getting his full 12 months there, just to be on the safe side. Is there any utility in deferring this until a later date, a later hearing? And then, I
This is
mean,
Jay Rodenbeck. Yeah, Mr. Hearing Officer, we defer to Sergio on that and their team. I mean, if they wanted to defer this and so that we could get an answer from the ZEO on that, I mean, we certainly could be up to Sergio on that.
Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. I think our intention is to be done this year.
Okay.
So I appreciate thinking outside the box there, but I just wanted to clarify that point just for
Okay.
mostly for future reference, so I understand how the extensions work, but I
Okay.
appreciate it. Thank you.
Sure. Okay. Anything else, Mr. Lozoya?
Mr. Hearing Officer, nothing else on my end. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much. Appreciate your testimony. I'll close the floor on this. We are on, let me get to my case number. I'm sorry. We are on item number 8. And as it relates to the extension, the request for an extension of the preliminary plat, that's PR 2021-005. 816, associated with major plat application 2026-00005. I'm going to approve the request for the extension, and as outlined by Mr. Webb in his findings, I'm in agreement with those. And I apologize. It will take us until it will be within the notice of decision, Mr. Lozoya, but it has been approved for 12 months. Essentially, it will conclude. Next year, in April of next year of 2027. So, thank you for your testimony, and we'll have the written decision coming out to you shortly.
Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. Thank you, DFT
Thank
staff.
you.
Appreciate you guys.
All right, next is item number 9, PR 2026-000047, DHO waiver application 2026-00007, Luke P. Sewell and David Sewell. Agents for Jesus F. Apodaca request the aforementioned action for all or a portion of lot tract 33, MRGCD map 37, zoned R1A. Subject site is located at 508 Aspen Avenue Northeast and contains approximately 0.10526 acres in area. Mr. Sewell, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Very good. Thank you.
Let me swear you in. If you'll start by giving us your name and address for the record, and then tell us about your proposal, please. Sir, do you swear affirm the testimony provided on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you, David. Name and address for the record.
My name is David Sewell with Rio Grande Engineering. My address is 15 Frost Road, Sandia Park, New Mexico.
Thank you, sir. I've got a waiver request, it looks like, for completion of road, curb, and gutter and sidewalk. Is that right?
Actually, it's only for sidewalk.
Only for
The
sidewalk.
letter, correct. There was some clarification of what I submitted, and we went back and forth a little bit earlier this week. But the intention is just sidewalk. There's an existing curb there. There's an existing roadway there. All we're asking for is not having
Sidewalk.
to is waiver of the sidewalk itself as per the exhibit.
Okay. And give me 1 second. Sorry for the interruption. Mr. Rodenbeck, I see your hands up. Let me swear you in real quick. Swear affirm the testimony provided on this matter will be the truth.
Yes, I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. So I just want to back up Mr. Sewell on this. Staff discussed this internally, and I defer to Mr. Armijo if he has any conflicting feedback on this, but we determined that only one waiver was needed for this particular request.
Okay, Mr. Armijo, let me swear you in, and then you can give us a yay or a nay. You swear affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth.
I do.
All right. Do you agree with Jay, with Mr. Rodenbeck on that?
I do. Only the sidewalk waiver is really in play.
Okay. All right, Mr. Sewell, thank you for your patience on that. So we're only talking about the sidewalk.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about what's being proposed, please.
Sure. As again, my name is David Sewell, the Rio Grande Engineering. I'm requesting a waiver of the required sidewalk for the site, the requested site at on Aspen Street. The site is part of a pre-1959 subdivision with a non-typical roadway section. The roadway has wide estate curbs and an inverted crown, meaning the flows go down the middle of the road. Based upon the existing geometry of the street, the construction of a sidewalk will have a negative impact on the character of the existing street. Obstructions upstream and downstream prohibit the continuation and the connectivity of such sidewalk if created. We have justified this waiver in accordance with IDO section 14.16.6.6.P.1. We request the development hearing officer consider this information and grant a waiver for the sidewalk for this property.
Thank you, sir. Let me check and see if we have any public comment, then we'll hear from our DFT, and then I'll come back to you, okay?
Thank you.
All right, we are currently discussing item number 9, which is PR 2026-00047. At this time, I'm going to ask for any members of the public that are interested in providing comment or testimony on this to raise their hand. I'm scrolling through the participant list. I'm not seeing anybody that wishes to, from the public, that wishes to participate. Last call for any members of the public on item number 9. All right, let's move on to our DFT staff. Mr. Gutierrez, let's start with Water Authority. Sir, do you swear or affirm the testimony provided on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you. What are Water Authority comments, please?
So, for this one, I have no objection on this one. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, sir. As referenced earlier in the hearing, code enforcement did not provide comments for this matter. So we'll move on to Parks and Rec. Mr. Ibarra, let me swear you in, please. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you, sir. What are Parks and Rec comments, please?
Parks and Recreation has no objection to the waiver request. Thank you.
All right. Hydrology will be next. Mr. Chin, do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. What are Hydrology comments, please?
Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
Okay. Transportation will be next. Mr. Armijo, do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
All right. Thank you. What are transportation comments, please?
Okay. Transportation reviewed the justification for waiver and find it adequately addresses all 10 criteria. We have no objection.
Very good. Thank you. Let's see. I'm not sure who will be doing planning comments.
It'll be me, sir.
Mr. Webb, thank you, sir. Do you swear or affirm the testimony provided in this matter will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you, Robert. Go ahead.
Okay, so planning had no objections to the request, and we defer to transportation for the review and approval of the justification details. With any sidewalk waiver approval, the applicant will need to ensure that they include the approval documentation in the file plan set for either site plan, plat, or building permits. Just wanted to make them aware of that. And let me grab the findings that include the justification criteria. Give me just one second. Okay, so this is a request for a DHO waiver to sidewalk requirements for the property located at 508 Aspen Avenue Northeast. The subject property is zoned R1A. Is within CPO 7 overlay zone in an area of consistency, is not located within any center or corridor areas. Per table 611 of the IDO, public notice requirements have been satisfied by the applicant prior to the submittal. Per table 643, a sidewalk waiver expires within 1 year if not platted and expires with associated site plan if approved by the DHO. The applicant included justification details for the waiver per 66P3 of the IDO. And an application for a waiver, DHO shall be approved if it complies with all of the following criteria. The letter seeks to obtain a waiver to the requirement to Completion of the road, curb, and gutter and sidewalk on 508 Aspen Avenue Northeast. The existing road exists in an atypical section containing an inverted crown and 4 foot wide estate curbs. The installation of curb and gutter and sidewalks is contrary to the existing nature of the road and drainage. Below is the relevant section of the IDO 141666P3. There are pre-existing obstructions that cannot be easily economically relocated or should not be altered, such as grades, fills, watercourses, natural topographic features, and man-made obstructions or utility lines. The existing roadway is atypical, directly upstream and downstream of the site walls, power poles, and buildings that will prohibit continuation of sidewalks. Therefore, connectivity and continuation of the sidewalk cannot be constructed on either side to continue the pattern. The established neighborhood character on, excuse me, or landscaping on the site would be damaged to a degree that outweighs the public interest in the city's normal technical standards in that location. The existing roadway has 4 foot estate curbs with inverted crown. The waiver will allow the existing road pattern to stay consistent. The waiver will not be material contrary to public safety, health, or welfare. Waiver will not impact public safety. The waiver does not cause significant material adverse impacts on surrounding properties. Waiver will not cause adverse impacts to surrounding properties. The waiver will not hinder future planning, public right-of-way acquisition or financing, or public building of public infrastructure improvements. Waiver will not hinder future infrastructure since existing roadway is a fully developed section. The waiver will not conflict with significant goals and provisions of any city, county, or a MAFCA adopted plan or policy, this IDO, or any other city code or ordinance. Waiver does not conflict and will allow existing fully developed conditions to remain. The waiver will not allow, encourage, or make possible undesired development in the 100-year floodplain. Site is not in a floodplain. The waiver will not materially undermine the intent and purpose of the IDO, the applicable zone district, or any applicable overlay zone. Waiver does not conflict with the IDO overlay zones. The waiver does not allow a type of development that does not meet applicable development standards for the zone district where the lot is located unless a deviation to such standards is within thresholds established by subsection 141664N deviation and is granted by the DHO as part of this approval. Grant waiver will not have an impact on development standards. The waiver approved is a minimum necessary to provide redress without being inconsistent with the provisions of this subsection 141666P. The waiver is the minimum standard to redress the lack of room and continuity of the sidewalks. And if the request is for, excuse me, a waiver to the IDO sidewalk requirements, the area is a low density land use to the extent that normal installation of the sidewalks will not contribute to public welfare and the absence of a sidewalk will not create a gap in existing sidewalk system extended to one or more sides of the property. An area is low intensity and entire block has no sidewalk, no room for sidewalk. Waiver will not create gaps. And that is all we have.
Mr. Webb, thank you for that. Mr. Sewell, any questions about the findings that Mr. Webb just read off that they're proposing as it relates to the request?
This is David Sewell. I have no questions or comments.
Okay. Thank you, sir. We'll go ahead and close the floor on this matter. We are discussing item number 9. And I'm going to approve the requested waiver for PR 2026-00-0047. DHO waiver application 2026-00-007 because the request complies with one of the criterion that's listed in section 66P3A of the IDO. There is sufficient evidential support, I find, provided both in the application and on the record. As it relates to criterion A1, I'm persuaded that the applicant has met the criteria demonstrating that there are pre-existing obstructions that cannot be easily or economically relocated or should not otherwise be altered. Specifically that, as mentioned during Mr. Sewell's testimony, as also by Mr. Webb in the department's analysis, the atypical curbs, the inverted crown curbs that are there, I believe demonstrates that it meets that criterion. Additionally, I feel that the request complies with all of the criteria of section 66P3A2-10 of the IDO, also including sufficient evidential support within both the application within the application materials, the folder, as well as on the record. Specifically, as it's outlined in criteria 2, the waiver will not have a material will not be materially contrary to the public health, safety, or welfare. Number three, the waiver does not cause significant material adverse impacts on surrounding properties. Number four, the waiver will not hinder future planning, public right-of-way acquisition, or financing or building of public infrastructure improvements. Number five, the waiver will not conflict significantly with the goals and provisions of any city, county, or a MAFCA adopted plan or policy, the IDO, or any other city code or ordinance. Number six, the waiver will not allow, encourage, or make possible undesired development in the 100-year floodplain. Number seven, the waiver will not materially undermine the intent and purpose of the IDO, the applicable zone district, or any applicable overlay zone. Number eight, the waiver does not allow a lot or type of development that does not meet the applicable development standards for the zone district and where it is located. Number nine, the waiver approved is the minimum necessary to provide redress without being inconsistent with the provisions of the IDO subsection 14.16.66P. And lastly, the areas of low intensity land use to an extent that the normal installation of sidewalks will not contribute to the public welfare, and the absence of a sidewalk will not create a gap in an existing sidewalk system extended to one or more sides of the subject property. Mr. Sewell, thank you for your testimony and participation this morning. We'll have something in writing regarding the approval of the waiver going out to you shortly.
Thank you.